It's been about 3 weeks since the City of Columbus announced it was working with community organizations to open a COVID-19 specific homeless shelter. It's meant to keep sick people away from everyone else.
This is Sarah Loken with Community Shelter Board, recording at the Shelter for Isolation and Quarantine.
Community Shelter Board, the YMCA, and the city all partnered to open the shelter. Its location is not being disclosed to protect the privacy of those who stay there.
I've been talking with staff from YMCA who are gathered in the common spaces of this facility in the lobby. They are all wearing medical scrubs, and I just stepped outside because it's really loud in there. But they're all wearing medical scrubs and masks and training some new volunteers.
Mayor Andrew Genther announced the shelter's opening in a conference call with reporters in late March.
Our shelters are not built for proper social distancing, a key to slowing the spread of COVID-19 in our community.
Even with that need, the COVID shelter is still mostly empty with only about 11 residents. Community Shelter Board Director Michelle Heritage says it could still get a lot more residents.
There may be more than 200 people that are arriving there because if we have a family, they may have, you know, 2, 3, 4 members. But we're able to serve about 200. And right now we have 11 people. They are all in isolation. So that means they're either COVID positive or they have symptoms and are presumed positive as certified by a medical professional.
Community partners are using projections from the Ohio Department of Health to predict how many beds may be needed at the height of COVID-19 cases in the state.
The surge really kind of begins right now, and then over the course of the next 4 weeks, we should see that steadily increase and then hopefully decrease back down.
Heritage says she's expecting to see the largest number of shelter visitors in the first week of May. Mayor Andrew Genther said that's in part because some people who are in transient housing situations no longer have that option.
A lot of these folks were living with relatives, maybe couch surfing and other things, but as the virus spread and concern about the virus, they were told by those folks, hey, it's time for you to move on.
In addition to the COVID-specific shelter, Genther says the city is also monitoring residents at 3 other facilities for people who've recovered.
There were folks that had contracted COVID-19, had tested positive or had symptoms, and they didn't need to be hospitalized any further. They were far enough along in their recovery, but the last thing we want to do was to send them back to these shelters.
As with many places these days, it can be hard to find enough personal protective equipment. Community Shelter Board Director Michelle Heritage says that groups like the Coalition on Homelessness and Housing in Ohio have been helping the shelter collect adequate amounts. She hopes with the new equipment and shifted facilities that they're in a good position to help.
I hope we don't have to fully use these facilities. But what we've done is stand them up and waiting, just like our convention center is ready and waiting if that is needed for the surge.
The shelter is paid for by the city's emergency fund. Adora Namigade, WOSU News.